friends who helped us. Dr. Norton is coming. He's a director, teacher director, an artist. He wants to do a play now, so Nishima Gaga with us.
Oh.
It's very polite, Maharaj.
Very good.
This is Carlos.
This
is Ali.
Cultural people.
Yes.
Where is Atreya?
He's coming.
Yes. India, formerly, your country was part of India. And you belong to the same culture. So far I understand, Iran means Aryan. Aryan culture was practically all over the world. Aryan culture is based on God consciousness. So, amongst the Aryans, there is some conception of religion, either Christian religion or Mohammedan religion, Buddhist religion, Vedic religion, based on conception of God. According to time, country, the ways of understanding may be little different, but the aim is God consciousness. That is Aryan civilization. So, God is one. God cannot be two. The features of God, or angle of vision of God, may be different. So they have been summarized in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can come forward. One feature of God is impersonal. Just like the sunshine is spreading all over the universe. It is impersonal. But the quality of the sunshine is heat and light. Heat and light means energy. So, as in the material calculation, the heat and light is the cause of all creation. Just like at the present moment, there is not sufficient heat, therefore the trees have no leaves. And as soon as there will be little more heat, they will all green. So you can take it that the creation of the foliage is due to the heat. Similarly, light. So heat and light is the cause of all this material creation. And eternal light is coming from the sunshine, sun. Therefore he becomes the origin of creation, even in this material world. Similarly, there is another light, that is the original light, this is reflection, that is called Brahma Jyoti, spiritual light. So in this way, one conception of God is like that. Another conception of God is, God is situated everywhere. Annantarasam paramanuchayantarasam. Because God is situated within the universe, within the atom, therefore there exists. Just like the Atma, a spirit soul, is situated in you, in me, and everyone. This is called Paramatma future. And at the ultimate end, there is a person. God as person. The supreme person. The supreme being. A person like you and me, we are person. But he is almighty, all-powerful. This is the conception of absolute truth. God, Paramatma, and Brahma Jyoti. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Shabdas. This is the Sanskrit word. He is realized as Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Bhagavan is person, Paramatma is all pervading, localized, situated, and Brahma means all pervading. Altogether, God. This is the idea. What is your idea of God? God is truth, what is forgetfulness of God, that is illusion. God is truth. Just like the sun is present all the time, 24 hours. But we say, now there is no sun at night. But that's not the fact. The fact is, the sun is there, I cannot see. That is illusion. Not that God is not there. God is there. As exactly the same example. The sun is there at night. But I cannot see under certain conditions. That was illusion. Our senses are imperfect. Therefore, sometimes we cannot understand or see God. If our senses are purified, then we can see God every moment. Huh? What is your idea of God? No, clear terms.
I have not clear.
Yes. The clear conception of God is that originally His person, just like the same example, the sun, who can see every day the sun. Can you give me that sadhana? The sun is there always, but at night we cannot see. At night we cannot see. That does not mean the sun is not there.
I agree.
Huh?
But senses, sharpening the senses, others want sharpening others.
Senses are imperfect. It's like we are very proud of our eyes to see, but you cannot see what is beyond the world. There will be condition. You cannot see without light. That how you can be sure that your eyes are perfectly seen. Then not perfect. Because the eyes can see under certain condition. So if it is conditioned, then it is not perfect. But the condition so as sight can be purified, just like one is suffering from cataract, by surgical operation the cataract can be removed and he can see. Similarly, our senses are imperfect. If we purify the senses, then it will be possible to see God 24 hours. That purification process is this Krishna consciousness movement.
Are human beings the only creations that can have Krishna consciousness?
Yes. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. The cats and dogs cannot be trained up. But a human being can be trained. Especially the Aryans, they can very advanced.
More advanced than
others? By birth, they are advanced. They have got intelligence. But for Krishna consciousness, everyone can be purified, even the non-aliens. It is without any check. Apruti hata means without any material check. It is not a disqualification that one is not an alien, therefore he cannot understand God. No. He can also be trained. Because it is spiritual, and we are all spiritual identities. So, it is not difficult. Even one who is not spiritual at the present moment, but by training, he can also become spiritual. It is not very highly intellectual. One has to understand, first of all, that he is not this body. That anyone can understand that I am changing my body, but I am there. Therefore, I am not this body. It's like a child's coat. When he is a young man, that coat does not fit. So that young man means he has got another body. But the young man knows, he remembers, that he was a child. He was on the lap of his parents or his relatives. So that body is no longer existing. I've got a different body. But I, who had the childhood body, I am existing. This is very difficult to understand. Anyone of you? The body has changed. It's a fact. But I am the same. But that
the demands of the body makes it attachment to the body.
Huh?
Attachment to the body. Is it?
The attachment to the body is not bad. It's like you have got a nice car. So you have got attachment for it. But you must know that you are not the car. That everyone can, a child can understand.
I understand.
Well, because I have got attachment for something, it does not mean I am that thing. I have got attachment for somebody. That is natural. Anything I possess, I have got attachment. But that does not mean I am that thing. But here the mistake is that because we have got attachment for the body, I am identifying myself as the body. That is ignorance, illusion.
One is egocentric. My egoism. Very close to my body.
Yeah. Everyone says, I am. But the mistake is, he is thinking, I am this body. And that, when one is in knowledge, he understands that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. The I am is there. But I am is now falsely identified with this body. That has to be cured. Then spiritual knowledge is.
when one is aware of that fact, that he's not the body.
As soon as he comes to knowledge.
But someone be egoistic and be spiritual at the same time? And be proud of himself, not as a body, but proud of the state of his spirit.
Yeah. Now we are bodily busy. Because I am identifying with this body. Therefore, my misunderstanding is there. But if I understand I am not this body, then my activities will be different. So, first of all, you have to understand that I am not this body. That is the beginning of spirituality. Hi. With this body, with the man and animal. Because the animal cannot understand that he is not body. I understand that you are not this body. And what is the difficulty?
The difficulty is that I fear that if this body leaves me, I'll no longer be. That's the difficulty. Because it's difficult for me to imagine that when my brain doesn't work, I can't live. That I can live when my brain starts functioning. That's the difficulty.
Difficulty is not there, but we have to understand from teachers, it's like there are many subjects of knowledge we do not understand in the beginning, but by hearing from the teacher, gradually we understand. So that the teacher must be perfect in full knowledge, and then we can understand from him. So we accept Krishna because he is God, he is perfect. So we receive knowledge from him. And that is Bhagavad Gita. The knowledge from Krishna or his pure servant, both of them are equal, they can give us that knowledge.
No, the relation.
thighs.
Oh, yeah.
Put. Krishna is the supreme being and he has got many expansions. So Vishnu is also expansive. Rama vimuttis kala niyamena tishthan nana ab nana avatara vakarat bhuvanesha tintu krishna sam samavavat paramatma manaju govinda vadi purusham avam. This is in the Veda, Brahma Samhita. Krishna Sang Sama. Krishna means the original. And he expands in so many forms. Ramadi Mutti, Ram Nishinga, Baraha Krishna, Sankarsan, Balara, so many, thousands. But the original person is Krishna. Therefore, I ask, what is the idea of God? I suppose you are a Mohammedan.
He was brought up as man.
So, what is the conception of God in Islam?
Even as Mohammedan, I have very good teaching. My teacher is the Chinese word for Quran, they gave me no concept of God. What was the Muhammadan concept of God?
Anyone of you cannot explain. Huh? You have what?
I think it's still possible for his own little statements in all religions. There is one
God. So, he is form. What is the form?
Form, which is this form. He created the world.
That is the action. What is his form?
A heavenly being. There's no form given for God. It's a spiritual form.
The description must be there.
It's a human being.
Huh?
It's a human form.
That I'm asking, what is it for?
Well, it's that he creates man after his own image. So, the same way.
Huh?
So,
that is the Christian idea.
Yeah. And
the Mohammedan idea, the Islam is also the same idea?
Well, since the Old Testament, part of the Old Testament is very similar to the Quran. I presume the creation of Adam as biblical.
taken from you and just... But he is projected as a great judge, really. And he's...
Yes, he must be the supreme judge because he is supreme being. So, he is not only supreme judge means supreme knowledge.
Yes, somehow in a lot of religion there is very much emphasized on the fact that he is judges. And I could never accept that idea, for example, but the supreme being judges, because judging is a law activity.
It's,
spiritual people don't judge. So how come?
Spiritual?
Do they judge?
They do not judge?
That's what I thought. About.
No, judgment is there everywhere. Unless there is judgment, how you can discriminate? This is spiritual, this is material. Judgment must be there for intelligent person. Otherwise, how we can distinguish? We are distinguishing every moment. This is good, this is bad, in the relative world. So there is judgment. So God, the supreme judge, so as soon as there is question of judgment, then what is our position? There must be good and bad, so that if we have lived a very nice, good life, then by the judgment of God, we get better position. And if we have not done so, then in a degraded position. Therefore, for human being, it is very sanguine to understand how we are going to be judged by the Supreme. So if we are following the rules and regulations given by God, then the judgment will be better. And if you are not following the laws, the judgment will not be in favor. It is natural to conclude that we have to judge what is seen, what is passing, how to be pious, how one becomes sinful, so many things. It comes.
Do the laws of nature also make distinctions from God?
Laws of nature means laws of God. It is executed through the machine of nature.
And that And that machine also makes distinction, doesn't it?
No.
No judgment?
The machine in this guy, I push certain button, it acts in a certain way. I push another button, it acts in another way. There's a computer machine, it's a very complicated machine, but it does not act automatically. One man who knows, he puts the button and he acts.
It's the rules of nature or the rules of God. And how is it that sometimes they're even crueler than actions, they are more violent than the actions which were invented and that are tyrant for murder?
But rules, God rules are perfect. And it is being perfectly done. Sometimes we misunderstand.
And how do we take the meaning of earthquakes, natural disasters which could destroy the life of pure people as well as impure people?
Every life is pure. The body is pure and impure. So anyway, after destruction, the life is not destroyed. The destruction of body does not mean that the soul is destroyed. No. He gets another body. The body, one body is destroyed and he transmigrates to another body. So far your question about the earthquake. So, suppose there's plane crash. There are many good men, bad men. So everyone is crashed. But the good man gets a good body again. The bad man gets a bad body.
The good man gets a bad body or a better body or a good body?
Good, better or worst, bad, according to his karma. It's like your shark, you throw away on account of being old, now you have to purchase another. But there are many varieties of heart core. As you pay for it, you get. If you can pay a nice price, you get silk shark coat. But if you cannot, you get ordinary cotton. A jute. So your body will be according to your karma or what. Why the other boy went to see what?
I said, we have to go.
So this thing has to be learned first. That I am not this body, I am this soul. I'm changing my body and this is bothering. So if there is any way to stop this changing, that is required. That is possible to be done in this human form of life.
Is there any chance to understand the absolute thing?
Yes, there is a chance, human body. If you want to know, you can know. There is a chance.
Is there a way of knowing that the body you inhabited before was of an inferior quality than the one you're inhabiting now?
Inferior quality? Just like cats and dogs. That is inferior quality.
Yeah, is there a way of knowing whether you're on the way up or you're falling?
Yes. You? Just like you infect some disease, then are you sure that you are going to grow that disease? And if you don't infect, then you don't grow that disease. Do you know the infection? Huh? Disease, infection. Now, if you don't infect a certain disease, then you don't grow it. And if you infect, therefore, you must know, or you must know the rules and regulations, how you can save yourself from infection. If you are ignorant, and if you infect some disease, epidemic, then you have to suffer. If you remain disinfected, then you don't get inferior body, you get superior body in other planets. Or you can go back to home, back to Godhead. That's why I said that this Krishna consciousness, moment, is for purification, so that you may not get infected by the material modes. Therefore, we advise our students four regulating principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Plus, chanting the holy name of God. Then you remain immune from the infection. And that you will feel practically also, if you adopt this. Now it is up to us to decide whether I shall continue the life of infection or I shall remain immune from all infection. That is your decision. Better we should remain immune from all kinds of infections. And that is Krishna consciousness. Sagunam samutitva, you can't find out this verse. Man chadyari charini bhakti yogi najasyavate sagunam samutitva ividan brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman.
Very good. Well.
This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question, what is the means of attaining to the transcendental position?
Everything is explained. One has to learn it very carefully.
If one does not lose one's identity, when one is returned to Godhead, what is the nature of the relationship?
Servant. God is supreme. We are all subordinate. God is maintaining us, just like father maintains. It is the duty of the son to be obedient to the father, to act according to his order. Then everything is perfect. At the present moment, on account of this bodily concept of life, everyone of us thinking nationality and duty of nation, duty of the community, duty of the family, so many duties. But actually, we being spiritual, our only duty is to serve God. We are serving. Everyone is serving. That is our constitution, position to serve. But at the present moment, we are serving Maya, illusion. And we have to be trained up to serve the Supreme Being. Then our life is perfect. In a moment, although there are many religious systems, they have no clear conception of God. Although religion means to approach God, there is no religion throughout the whole world which is not connected with the word God. So religion means to understand God. But if we have no clear conception of God, then the religion is defective. To admit it or not. Religion means to understand God. Of God's laws. That is religion. But if we do not understand what is God, then the religion is also defective. So for our position is, we are approaching directly God through His agent, and our conception of God is there in the temple worship or our working for God. But we have got no vague idea of God. We have got complete idea of Krishna. You want to say something?
So what is Krishna consciousness outlook on the world religion?
That was simply an idea that there is God. But what is that God? There are no fear. Just like I asked, what is the conception of God in Islam? He could not give us. He simply described some of his activities.
That's true.
Yes.
I've never, all the religions that have taught to me have not given me a clear view of God, a clear concept, or they didn't seem to learn themselves.
The concept is there, as you told me. God has made human being after his own image. Then we can get the idea that God is a person, like a human being. He has got two hands, two legs, one head. Just after his image we have been. Now if we study ourselves and increase that quality, it's like I can eat a certain amount of foodstuff, but God can also eat, but he can eat the whole universe. The eating is there, but the difference of eating is there also. I can create one aeroplane, but God has created very, very big airplanes like these planets, and they are floating in the sky without any power crisis. That is God's creation. Here we are floating the airplane, running the car with the power, petrol, given by God. He cannot manufacture petrol. Just like in your country, they cannot stock up this world. But you have not created it. We are created. Your creative power is to drill and get this stock. So much creative power you have. But he cannot create petrol. Then the Americans would not have come here to beg petrol. That is difference. He can create something by the ingredients given by God. He can create this table. Because wood is given by God. The instrument is given by God. And the intelligence given by God. The hand is given by God. So in this way, you create the table. Then whose property it will be? Your property or God's property? Whose property? If I give you wood, instrument, your salary and he creates something. Ultimately, the thing created, to whom it shall belong? I shall belong. To you or to me?
So you is your...
Yes. Therefore, everything belongs to God. The petrol belongs to God. Land belongs to God. We also belong to God. But because we have forgotten God, there is grace. Therefore, if you want peace, then you must accept here this principle that everything belongs to God. That is very important. Isha-vāsya nidam sadma, Isha-punishad, your Veda or Isha-punishad.
Very
good. Sorry. Isha-vāsya nidam sadma. Read that part.
Ishavatyam idam sarvam yat kinja jivatyam gilat ena chaktena bunhitaha madhuridaha pratyasvitanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the ruler. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself which are set aside as his quota, and one must not accept other things knowing well to whom they belong.
Is this Samaria, God consciousness? After that time?
I'm from another month.
His name is Acharya Svetakirti
Brahmachari.
You have got a branch here?
I have been here for about 2 months.
Trying
to give the practices the sound of the people here. And trying to set up the unit here.
So you follow Vedic principle?
We follow Tantric principle.
Tantric. Tantra, there are two kinds of tantra, sattvata and sattvic rajasic, anything. So, your activity is on the material platform or spiritual?
It's actually our objective is Atma Mukhaatam Vipatikas.
Huh?
Atma Mukhaatam Vipatikas.
Atma?
Mukhaatam Vipatikas. Meaning self-realization and selfless service to humanity. That's the principle. That's the objective of Ananda Mahārāja. So there's subjective approach to objective adjustment. Both side by side.
What is that ananda?
Ananda means bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Ananda means bliss. It means not happy.
infinite. But what is the platform of that ananda? Material or spiritual?
Of course, ananda is very
much the spiritual aspect. But if somebody wants to derive ananda by sense pleasure, is that spiritual? Tantra means they want to derive pleasure through the senses. So is that spiritual?
Our Guru Dev has said that not only do we do Vidya Tantra, but both the tantric practices are Vidya and Vidya. So one has to go beyond.
Huh?
One has to go beyond.
Yeah. That is spiritual.
Because after Vidya and Avidya, you have to be beyond that stage. So our Guru Dev teaches both the practices. When the time is proper, this stage, he will also teach Avidya Tantra. Avidya Tantra.
Avidya.
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 Late and away.
Huh?
Maybe it's away.
Let
the one which is recognized and one which is not recognized by society. That is the simple and one.
Society recognizes the sense gratification. Whether it is vidheya or abhidheya. Bhagavad Gita says, Sukham Atman Sigam Jatat Patindriya Grahyam. The bliss which is supreme, that is to be appreciated by Atindriya. Atindriya means beyond the senses. So those who are indulging in senses, the Tantra indulges in senses. Is that spiritual? That is not spiritual. Very much here.
And you have to use material, all the potential.
No, atindriya. You haven't got to use these material senses. It is completely spiritual. It's like. At the present moment, on account of being covered by the matter, I am using the senses covered by matter. It has to be uncovered, then the pure senses will come. So, that uncovering means negation. If anyone wants to enjoy spiritual senses, then he has to control these material senses. That is the yoga system. Yoga Indriya Samyam. By yoga practice, one controls the material senses. And when the job is complete, then the activities of the spiritual senses begins. That's like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Brahma-bhuta, prasannātma. Brahma-bhuta means the material sense gratification stopped. That is Brahma-bhuta. Prasannātma. Nasochati naka, samat sarvishu, man bhakti labhati para. So after the activities of the material senses stopped, then the spiritual senses begins to work. So, when from that spiritual senses we derive bliss, That is wanted. That is real ananda. Enjoy the spiritual senses, one has to not only stop, but undergo tapasya, tapu dibbam. Just like a man is diseased, he wants to eat, but due to the disease he cannot eat. So first of all, you have to cure the disease, then your eating will be a pleasure. And if you want to eat in the disease condition, then the taste will not be proper, you cannot eat. A man suffering from jaundice, if you give him sugar candy, he'll taste it bitter. The same man, when he's cured, he tastes the sugar candy as very sweet. Tapodibbam jina putraka suddheta satta. You have to purify your existence by tapas. And tapasya means stop material senses. Thank you. You have translated in Parsi. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita. What is the position of Krishna that you have mentioned?
Listen to you.
I have to listen to you. Why you shall listen to me? The Bhagavad Gita is there.
Inside
there. Yes. Actually, without listening, so many big men have committed mistakes about Bhagavad Gita. Even Gandhi, he says that I do not believe that there was a person, Krishna, ever living. You see? What to speak of others? Without listening from the right source, even a personality like Gandhi will come in mistake. What to speak of others? Similarly, Dr. Radha Krishna has committed so many mistakes. Big scholars, they plan to study Bhagavad Gita, but they cannot understand. Therefore, Krishna says, Tadvidhi Panipatena Paritusnena Seva. You first prepare yourself to surrender, panipat. prakṣṭha rūpena nipa. Without any reservation, surrender. Pranipāte, no? By the surrendering process. And parikrasne, no? By inquiring from the authority. Because it is not very easy to understand Krishna. Manushyānāṁ sahasyeṣu kacchi jatati siddhaya. Out of many, many million persons, one trying to understand, one trying to become perfect. Siddhai. Siddhi means perfection. So, jatatamati siddhana. Those who have attained siddhi, perfection. Out of many such siddhas, kocchid māna vetti tattva. Maybe one man can understand me. The first of all to become siddha, then after becoming siddha, one may understand Krishna, or may not. Actually, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. But you can understand Krishna if you adopt this process. Pranipātena, pariprasthena, sevaya, three things. You have to go to a person where you can surrender. Not to a bogus person. Or one who is not competent to accept your surrender. Then you make question. The Krishna says like this, what is the meaning of this? Manasanam Sahaja says, Kachri Jadubi. And Sevaya. Three things required. First of all, surrender. Then question. And Seva. You cannot question by challenging. You have to render service and surrender. Between the two, pranipata and seva, there is pariprasna. Then you will understand. Upadakshanti tat jnanam. Jnanina tatta darsi. Tatta darsi, one who has seen the truth, he can enlighten. This is the process. Otherwise, even Gandhi, Dr. Radha Krishna, Vivekananda, all they are committed mistakes. Aurobindo. Aurobindo has understood little to some extent, but not fully. But if we are fortunate enough, then we can understand Krishna very easily. What is that? Krishna says, matta parataram nanya. Each is asti dhananjaya. Magya dhananjaya, kripadjan. There is no more superior truth than me. So if we accept that, either you say blindly or conscientiously, then that is what. Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanamanti Jnanavan Mahanga Prabhadda. After many, many births of philosophical speculation, when one actually becomes wise, jnani, jnanavan, full of knowledge, then the result is māna prapaddhate is surrenders. Why? Saranda, the Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he understands that Krishna is everything. Sa Mahatma, Sudhullava, such Mahatma is very rare. That we are discussing that there are so many religious systems in the world, but hardly they have got any clear conception of God. I have asked so many gentlemen belonging to different types of religion, that what is the clear conception of God? So, may I ask you also, what is the clear conception of God? But we are speaking the same thing, Bhagavad Gita. We are not manufacturing anything. Clear conception of God, you can take from Arjuna. Arjuna associated with Krishna personally. What he says about Krishna, but what he understands about God. Let you read from the 10th chapter. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhava purusham shasatam vipam.
Arjuna said, "You are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth, and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original. You are the unborn and the all-pervading beauty. All the great sages, such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyasa, proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me."
Then, what?
O Krishna, I totally accept as true all that you have told me. Neither the gods nor the demons, O Lord, know thy personality.
Now, here the Arjuna's understanding. I accept you in total. Now, some rascals are proclaiming that all the Bhagavad Gitas, they are, most of them are interpretation. But Arjuna says that I accept everything what you have said. Now whom you will accept? Arjuna? Or some rascal who is speaking that there are so many interpretations, they can be rejected. Whom he will accept as authority. Arjuna said, yes, I accept whatever you have said in total. And if we accept Krishna, Arjuna, because he has heard from Krishna, then you accept Krishna, or you understand Krishna.
Sure, I think the question we put, the clear concept of Krishna, God. The God for me is not a conceptual thing, it cannot be subject of concept, and to understand God, you have to identify yourself with the truth, and otherwise it's not the way.
No. He who accepts Krishna as a teacher, authority, just like Arjuna accepted. Arjuna said, Krishnakti ham sadhima prakandam. Now, I accept you as my teacher. Krishna. Krishna means disciple. Krishnakti ham. I am your now disciple. Don't accept me as your friend. Friend to friend talk, it is not very serious. So when one is accepted as his master, then you have to accept his statement. There is no question of argument. That is the relationship between guru and disciple. Therefore the process is, before accepting a person as guru, one must study his position. And guru also, before accepting a disciple, must study his position. In this way, the relationship between guru and disciple is established. Now, Arjuna is a friend of Krishna. So he has studied Krishna. And therefore he submits to Arjuna, Krishna, although we are friends, and now I accept you as my spiritual master. Sishakti ham sadhiman prabhunda. I am now surrender. And that means, as I accept you as my teacher, I not argue. But first of all, this is required, that before accepting somebody as teacher, one must be convinced that the person whom I am going to accept as teacher is perfect. Then the knowledge will be raised. If we approach a perfect person and submissively hear from him, then the knowledge is perfect. So Krishna is accepted as the supreme authority, as Arjuna quoted. Yeah. What is that?
Ahusam
Rishayo Sarve. All the rishis, great saintly persons, they have accepted him. And some of them are men. Vasita Deval of Vyasa. They are very great authority, rishis, Vyasadeva, who has compiled the whole Vedic literature. Narada, the spiritual master of Vyasadeva. Similarly, Vasita, Devala, very, very big, big stalwart, they have accepted. So, apart from all these rishis, recently, within, say, 1,000 years. Great acharyas, that's like Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya. They have all accepted Krishna as the Supreme. And India's Vedic culture is practically dependent upon these acharyas. So, we are followers of this Acharya. So, we accept following the footsteps of the Acharya. Acharyavan Purusha Veda. One who has Acharya, guidance. Just like if anyone is going to be doctor of philosophy, he is guided by three Acharyas. That is system in India, I think, the same here. Is it not? Anyone who is going to present some thesis is guided by three experienced professors. Is it not?
Yes.
That is Acharya. So, Acharyavan Purusha Deva. Without following the Acharya, if we simply theorize, that is not good. That's like the same example, if you want to put some thesis, the university regulation is that he must be guided by three experienced professors. You cannot simply put forward your thesis without being guided by the experienced professors. That thesis will not be accepted. Similarly, here, Arjuna directly hears from Krishna. So he says that you are Parabrahma. Now I understand. Now people may say that you are accepting Parabrahma. Where is your authority? Your friend, you can say Parabrahma or anything out of love. That is not final. Therefore, he quotes the, what is that? Avustam Ritayo Sarve. All the big, big rishis, they have accepted you. Sayam Taisho, Brahmi, and you, the Supreme Person, you are also speaking to me. And so far I am concerned, I realize now that you are the Supreme Lord, Parabrahma. If you follow Arjuna, then there is no division. Accept Krishna as Parabrahma. So Arjuna has heard it from Krishna directly. This is the question. Now Krishna says that I accept your statement in Toko. What is that language? Sarvamekam vitangamadne, jagvada sri kesa. My dear Kesa, Kesa Vyananda and Neva Krishna, whatever you have said, I accept them 100%. Sarvamekam vitam. Vitam means fact, truth. This is understanding. So if we accept in that way, then our knowledge is perfect. And if you accept in a different way, just like Gandhi said, that I do not believe that Krishna ever lived, you see. He does not believe in the acharyas. All the acharyas, Ramananda Acharya, Madhvacharya Acharya, they have written big comment on Bhagavad Gita. Even Shankaracharya, he does not believe in one. He believes in self. That kind of belief is not held. And our process is, because Krishna has been accepted by all the acharyas, all the great sages, Arjuna has accepted, we accept. We have no difficulty. We, I am child. I ask my father, what is this, my father? The father says, my dear child, it is called coconut. Then if I distribute this knowledge, this is paper, coconut, then my knowledge is perfect. I may not be perfect. But because I have heard it from my father, who is perfect, about the knowledge of this truth, so I have taken that word from my father, and I am preaching, this is coconut. And this is perfect. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is like that. We are simply repeating the perfect statement of our predecessor. Yes. So there is no difference. We haven't got to write theses on Krishna. The perfect knowledge is already there and supported by the acharyas. And we are simply submitting that this is Krishna, this is God. Yes. All over the world, we are placing this statement that here is Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spoke, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is like this, he is the origin and source of everything. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, I am the origin of everything. And Krishna also says, after many, many births, one comes to this understanding that Vasudeva Sadhu, Vasudeva is everything. Krishna says, I am everything. And when one understands that Krishna is everything, sa mahatma sudurlava, that mahatma is very there. So my point is that simply replacing, not replacing, submitting the same statement as the great central person, acharyas, have accepted, we are getting the result very nice instead of theorizing in my own way. Although it is not very difficult. Krishna says that you always think of me. Manmana bhavaman bhava. We are teaching people the same way, that you always think of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. That is thinking of Krishna. But that is being effective. We are getting good results all over the world. Anyone who is thinking of Krishna, he is becoming Krishna conscious, fully convinced, dedicating his life for Krishna. Nobody can change him. Now, any of my students, you ask them to change his position from Krishna consciousness to something else, I don't think they will. They are not fools. They are all qualified, educated. They are hardly convinced about Krishna consciousness. And all of them will explain how they are convinced. If you ask them, any one of them will explain. They are not blindly accepting. But this is the process. that if you accept the pure path as accepted by the authorities, then it will be effective. Svayameva, that is the Vedic principle. Svayameva Spurattva. Spiritual realization is revealed. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. Buddhi yogam dadamitam jinamam upajanti. See, if we adopt the right principle, then other things will automatically come and help us. And the process is very simple. If we accept it, manmana bhava mad bhakta, find this verse.
Manmana bhava mad bhakta, madhyaji mam namastu, mami vaishasi yukvaivam, atmanam yatmatparayanaha. Engage your mind, always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
A simple form. Anyone can think of Krishna, all right? Anyone can offer obeisances? Bhava mat bhakta. Anyone can have Krishna. Krishna is open to everyone. So, four principles. Manvana, bhava mat bhakta, madhyaji, mami namaskar. Any child can do that. And by doing these four things, he becomes perfect. And the other verse, mani partha vipaskritya jepishu papa jume siyavishya tathasudya sri janti parami. It is open for everyone. Mani partha vipaskritya jepishu papa jume. It is born in low-grade family. It doesn't matter. If you accept these four principles, sri janti parangati, they also become transferred to the Supreme Goal. And Krishna is not meant for any particular type of man or nation or country. No. Krishna says, find out this verse. Sarvajoni sukantiya sambhavanti muktaya.
It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, that I am the seed-giving father.
Hey. He is the father of all species of life. Origin. Actually, every one of us, we are part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna is not for a particular person. Whatever. Yes.
I've seen the truth from the start in myself. It's the truth, life. It's the life I cannot reach through my life. And nobody has experienced in that real world. I listen to it. It's a beautiful song. It's a celestial music. And you can reach it to material world. I painted it as the pure water is always inside you. And you can get it in the spring water. And it is something I cannot reach through my mind because it is beyond my mind. But I can reach my friend in myself by being a devotee. And I have experienced the truth from the crowd.
So, what is that fun?
It's the purest light. It's the magnificent light. I have listened to it, the music, and I have tasted it.
Well, if you have realized God, you must know what it is for. You must explain.
The energy of life does take the form of earth energy here. It is the creator of forms.
But he has a form.
Has all the forms, and the purest form, the most beautiful form, is showing itself to me inside of me. It's the light, and it's the music, and it's the water. I cannot name it Krishna because I do not believe in him.
Do you know what is the meaning of Krishna?
I believe Krishna was one form of God. He said something about extension of Krishna.
Krishna means the all attractive. As you say that God is so beautiful. So that is, in other words, all attractive. So if you have realized God, then you have become perfect.
No.
No?
Whenever I realize that, I receive it through my mind, I'm not perfect. But if I meditate and surrender, then there is no distance between me and God. I emerge God, and I become one with God. And that's the only time I can call a waking true meditation. And that's the only time I experience this light. And I cannot talk about it as me and God because it was the same as God, because I became one with God. And there was no distance to it.
When you are God.
And that's God. And that I truly experience this God truly all the time.
You say that you and God one, and again you say that you are.
I meditate, then I become surrendered to God. And I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to take this distance away.
That means when you surrender to God, then you become God. That you are surrendered God, and He is the person to be surrendered. There are two gods. Why not? You say, I surrender to God.
I said, when I surrender to God.
Yeah, that means God is different from you. Otherwise, how you can surrender to
God? When I'm out in the world, when my mind is working, then I'm separate from God. I have made myself separate from God by the senses, by my mind, thinking. But then there are two.
Then you have to accept that we are one and different from God, simultaneous.
You see, it's like a...
That is the conclusion. That you say sometimes that you are one, at the same time you are different. Therefore, the philosophy comes to this point that you are simultaneously one and different from God.
The whole thing is that God is inside of me.
Yes.
For me to realize it, to become one with it, to realize that, not to be away from it, I have to...
We realize. You are different to realize. You say that God is within you, therefore God is different from you, but He is within you. You require to realize, therefore you are different from God. Otherwise there is no question of realization.
You see, what I have experienced, I believe it's my home. I believe it's where I come from. Because it is beyond whatever I have experienced in this worldly life. And so I see that I have a different shape. I have a body and I have a mind, which distracts me from my true nature, which is God, which is godly, which is beautiful, which is light. But when I surrender myself, I become one with it again. I go back home. It is like taking a trip, you know. And you're always meant to go back home. But you take the trip because there is this one thing to go back home, and it's very beautiful. And this body is like a trip, you know. Taking a body of human being is like a trip. You want to go back home, and you realize it, and you try to go back home.
I can understand that sometimes you realize that you are one, and sometimes you realize that you are different. That means, simultaneously, you are one and different from God. This is the conclusion. Achinta Vedave. This is the philosophy. Achinta, inconceivable, one and different. One, because we are one in quality, and different in quantity. That is our position. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. The basic information is like that He is the supreme being amongst all beings. He is also being, we are also being, but He is the supreme being. So as being, we are one. But as supreme and subordinate, we are different. This is the conclusion. As being, living being, we are one. That is not very difficult. It's like in your country, the king, the Shah, he is also a being, and you are also being, but he is the supreme being in this country. Although as human being you are equal, but so far his power, his position is concerned, is different. Similarly, as being we are one with God, but so far the power and position is concerned, He is too big, the great, we are surrounded. This is all. That is the right conclusion.
Is that really the right conclusion? Is that really the right conclusion?
Yes, this is the right conclusion. That God is also a supreme being, and we are also being. As being, we are one. But as supreme, He is different. That is the right one. You are not Supreme Being. You are being controlled by the Supreme Being. You cannot say that you are independent. Therefore, you are not Supreme. You are dependent on Him. Eko hi yat sabhu vidadhati kama. Bonam vidadhati kama. He maintains. Just like this coconut God has given us, this coconut fruit to enjoy or to live upon it. But I cannot see this coconut. It is not possible. Therefore, for my maintenance, He has sent this coconut. See, He is maintainer. I am maintained. Although He is being, I am also being. He is maintainer being, I maintain being. This is the icon. No scientist, he can talk so many things about this coconut. But unfortunately, he cannot manufacture this coconut. That is not true. He can manufacture something subordinate, chairs, table, and not this coconut. Not possible.
Scientists
manifest
this coconut.
Why is that foolish scientist?
Let us see. Someday, some scientist
manifests
this.
Someday? Where?
No, I'm assuming.
Assuming?
One day he manifests this. Then what? All this theory is wrong?
We say he cannot.
That is now, today. When you also become.
That you can say today or tomorrow. But we know in the history, nobody has manufactured. In the past, and nobody is manufacturing in the present, how can I believe in the future?
I think many things that were not done in the past,
no.
Today.
In the past there was winter season, in the present there is winter season. Therefore I can say, next January will be winter season. That is nice. But if it is not happened in the past or present, how you can say? That proposition is not accepted. In the past there was birth, death, old age and disease. In the present there is birth, death, old age and disease. And in the future there will be birth, death and old age and disease. This conclusion is all right. In the past there was birth, death, old age and disease. At the present there is birth, death and old age disease. How we can say in the future there is no birth, no death, no death? That proposal is not very sound. You can say whimsically, that is another thing. But actually it is not possible.
According to the Bhakti Yoga,
hmm.
A person starting at least in the elementary way of Bhakti Yoga.
Huh?
In the elementary way, if he starts in the
what Bhakti. Is that elementary way?
I mean, half already.
No, what is that process elementary?
In the Dvaita way.
Huh?
In the Dvaita way, not in the Advaita way. Assuming that he is different and I am different. That is the elementary way of starting worship.
Yes, that is all right. Why elementary?
He is not very high. Proceeding directly, supposing.
Huh?
Bhakti Yoga.
Mm-hmm. Bhakti Yoga, first of all, try to understand what is Bhakti Yoga.
It's very easy.
No, no. Explain what is Bhakti Yoga.
No, but what we have understood from the chapters already.
So what is that? What you have understood?
Just surrender yourself first.
Yes.
And then depend upon one God or one deity in whom you have a sort of immense belief or confidence.
No, you cannot create God. God is one, already there.
No, but then I can create in the form of Rama as one.
That is not creation.
No, not creation. But I can have my own concentration in the Rama Murti.
That's all right.
The Krishna Murti.
Yeah. That's all.
That way.
Yes.
So that way, it's the Devata, you see.
Yes.
So, supposing I start simply chanting the Namaskar.
Rama.
Rama or Krishna.
Yes. That you are chanting.
Any divine name.
That's nice.
You see? And then, why is it we are again getting breaks now and then and we face battles?
No, you can, if you are following rigidly, there will be no break.
No, but rigidity is again a little term. Rigidity again, what is rigid? Even the rigidity.
Brother, you said that you begin chanting Rama.
Yes.
To follow it?
Yes, but then there are breaks.
Why break? If you are serious.
I don't get
no, no. If you are serious, there will be no break.
Ah, yes. Yes,
then, you are not serious.
No, it's not the question. No, excuse me, Guruji. I am not able to explain to you properly.
Then hear me. That if you chant Rama, then gradually you will get attachment for Rama.
Yeah.
Then how you can give it up?
That is why I am lacking.
That means that you haven't got the attachment. Your procedure has been failure.
But what is
lacking? Lacking, there are so many things. But one who is actually chanting Rama, the result will be he'll get attachment. That is the process. Tato sadhā, tato sādhu saṅgā, tato bhajana kriyā, tato anartha nivitti syāt, tato niṣṭhā, tato ruchi, tata sakti, tato bhāva. It will increase. It's like if you have gone to school, you have learned, began to learning, then your learning will increase. And one day you come to the stage of passing examinations. And if you fail, that means you did not go to school very seriously. Otherwise, the general process is you make progress and come to the standard of passing examinations. That if you have gone to school and you have not followed the rules and declarations, you have not attended the teacher, the lessons, then you failure.
Yes.
That answer. That is not very serious instruction. That I am going to school, I must learn it. If one is serious, then that is recommended. Usahat, bhajyat, nishtayat, sadhu-bhitti, sadhu-sanghe, saradhi, bhakti, prasiddhati. These are the process. First of all, the first process is usaha, enthusiasm. I must advance in spiritual life. That is it. And if you are failing enthusiasm, then in the beginning it is failure.
But then our attention is towards
that. No, there's no attention. You have failed. That is the proof that you have no attention.
Yeah, but then God should help us to keep us.
God is always helping, but if you do not accept it, God says, Sarvadan man parikkajamami kansaranagur. You give up all other engagement and take my shelter. But you are not doing that. That is your fault. So it cannot be failure unless you are negligent. You have no usaha. This is the process. Usaha, vajja, nishtaya, tatpratthama, pravartana, tato vritti. These boys are advancing. They are very enthusiastic. Yes? We must make progress into the past. They have given up everything. They are young men. They have got every young man has to satisfy senses in so many ways. But no, they are so enthusiastic about that, for understanding Krishna consciousness, they have given up everything. They are European, American. They have got so many allurements. But I have told them that you must give up illicit sex, they have given up. You must give up meat eating, they have given up. You must give up intoxication, up to drinking tea and cigarettes. And they have given up. These young men. So they are usaha. Very enthusiastic. Yes, we must be. That is what. Not theoretically, on the armchair devotional service. That is not the success. Armchair theory will not help you. It must be practical. And that must be enthusiastic. Then it will be successful. You are sitting in the same position and you are thinking that you are making progress. That is it. You have to come out with enthusiasm. Then it is success. That is it. Tirang vichinna. There is a verse. Athapi te deva padambhujadvayam prasadalesanu grhita evahi jānāti tattam nacānna ekopi chidam vichinna. If you simply speculate, it will never help you. You have to receive the favor of the Supreme Lord by your enthusiasm. Then it is success. Simply theorizing, speculation is not. And therefore it is said, Chirang Vijinda. You can go on speculating for millions and millions of years. It will never accept. Chirang. Chirang means perpetual. That will not happen. This is the problem. Adho Sadhra, my Sadhra, here is God consciousness, very nice. Let us come and see what they mean. This is called Shraddha, faith, little faith. Then in order to increase that faith, you have to associate with the persons who are executing devotional faith. That is called Sadhu Sangha. The devotees are called Sadhu. Therefore, we are opening centers. Why? To give chance people to make association with the devotees. Sadhu Sangha. And then Sadhu Sangha, after Sadhu Sangha, one who has properly made Sadhu Sangha, the next stage is Bhajana Kriya. The how they are executing devotional service. Then Anartha Nivittisya. Then this anartha, anartha means unwanted things. This like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, these are unwanted things. It is not necessary. People have learned them by bad association. When one has got his wife, why he should indulge in illicit sex? This is simple. When we have got so many things to eat, why shall I go to kill an animal, eat it? So, these are anartha. Anartha means without any meaning. So, these things become vanquished. If one is actually engaged in devotional service, the first symptom will be that he is not interested in things which are unwanted, artificial. These are the stages. Then nishtha. Nishtha means panta nishtha. Then ruchi, test. Then asakti, attachment. Then bhava. Then prema. because as a student is serious, he gets promotion. The next higher class, gradually to the MA class. That is natural. But even in the beginning, he is not serious, no enthusiasm. Then what is the reason that he will be promoted to the higher section? That is not possible.
Enthusiasm is there, but there are breaks.
Breaks means he is not serious.
No, but there may be so many other things we go on with.
Other things, that is anartha. If you are really enthusiastic, these anarthas will be vanquished automatically. Param Dishtani Vartase. They are all Europeans, Americans, that is from the childhood, accustomed to meat eating. How they are given up? Param Dishtani Vartase. They have got better things to eat than when they are given up, meat eating. So, the rules and regulations are there. If we follow them strictly, then everything one after another will come. The stages.
Then it is not necessary that one should join the Krishna conscious movement for that type of bhakti.
You cannot understand. I said sadhu sangha.
That's all.
There is Krishna consciousness group and should be associated. Otherwise, how can we understand Krishna?
But this is not the only association where one can go in for.
This is the only association for understanding Krishna throughout the whole world.
But can you prove that?
Yes. Find out another association like this.
No, but then.
Then you find out another association like this.
No, association may not be as complex as this association is.
Therefore, there is no second.
No.
Now you say that association may be as comfort. That means there is another.
Comfort is different from the real purpose.
Then I do not know what is your real purpose. You say that may not be, that may be. But again you say.
No, Guruji, you yourself have quoted the acharyas.
The one who is following the acharyas.
Were they not Krishna conscious?
Yes. They say, therefore I am giving their proof.
So that means those matas also are Krishna conscious.
Oh yes.
We can join them also.
Oh yes. That is Krishna Dhamma.
I thought Krishna Dhamma is only for this.
No. Any association with this Krishna conscious, you can join.
Thank you for the enlightenment. But I have got one more thing to ask. You had told that some great calls like Mahatma Gandhi had confused and they did not believe in Krishna living, he ever lived. And Dr. Radha Krishna and others also were not clear in understanding the theory about Krishna. I would like to know whether Krishna living or not living is very important, and will the movement depend on one Krishna living.
No. Krishna is never. Krishna is never not living. He is living. Otherwise, how can be Krishna? But if you do not know whether he is living or not living, that is your lack of
knowledge.
That's all settle up this one person. The Krishna is always living. And if you do not know whether Krishna is living or not living, then your knowledge is imperfect. Therefore, your knowledge will not be accepted. Because you are imperfect. That is the point.
When we speak of Bhagavad Gita, do we...
You cannot say Krishna is living or not, that doesn't matter. No, it matters.
It matters.
Yes, because Krishna is living, but you do not know. Therefore, your knowledge is imperfect.
Taking for granted, that is the basis. Does this movement believe in Krishna or Bhagavata, or Krishna who preaches Bhagavad Gita, only this much or that? Krishna or Bhagavata?
Well, you cannot say that Krishna or Bhagavata, Krishna is describing the Bhagavata, should be rejected and Krishna in Bhagavad Gita should be accepted. You cannot say that.
No, that's, I want you to separate them together.
Why?
Some people say Krishna or Bhagavad Gita. So far as Bhagavad Gita was preached by a philosopher like Krishna, all other things are not so pertinent. But when people associate Krishna with Bhagavata, Krishna of Mahabharata, and Krishna of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita being the part of Bhagavata,
Krishna Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Bhagavad and Krishna Mahabharata, the same.
Thank you. I know everything about that, but still, if you take Krishna Bhagavata and if you want to explain all the things that have happened connected with Krishna, it is very difficult to explain the same thing with Krishna Bhagavad Gita.
Therefore we say that first of all you understand Krishna or Bhagavad Gita. That is the ABCD of Krishna. Then you go to Bhagavata.
I see, if I am not wrong, I see that's what others have done, that Mahatma Gandhi, other Krishna, they have thought that Krishna, Bhagavad Gita is very much important for us. Whether he was living or whether he did not live or anything was done in the name of Krishna, that's quite important. And we want to have the philosophy of Krishna as enunciated in Bhagavad Gita. Just jealous to tell others who are in need of it.
That's all right. But if you do not believe in that person, how do you understand his philosophy?
That's where, I think I'm coming along to that piece I go on. That's where
I know why
the
Advaita Dvaita. First of all, you tell the preliminary thing that you are accepting the philosophy of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, but you have no knowledge of the person who has spoken Bhagavad Gita. Then what is your understanding? You do not understand the person who has spoken the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes,
then what is the meaning of your understanding Bhagavad Gita?
We have to try another thing. We have to understand it.
Nah, you have to understand it. First of all, you have to understand Krishna, the person who is speaking.
Oh, you mean Krishna, the person you understand, then Krishna, Bhagavad Gita
you understand. Yes. That is the way. You read any book. You learn first of all about the author, his life. Is everything?
Oh, sometimes we need not.
No, it is needed. No, that is the way. That is the way. You then read any book, you try to understand, to know something about the author. That is natural.
When we
That is needed. If you do not understand what is Krishna, when Krishna says, Mami kam saranam bhaja, I will accept it.
But not as Krishna Bhagavata. We need not know anything about him.
This is not very good theory. You do not know anything about him and you surrender to him. What is this?
We may have our own idea about him.
No, we don't accept that. If we surrender, we must know him, first of all, what he is. Then we surrender. We are not blind. You tell me, you surrender to me. Shall I do that? Why shall I do it?
But.
First of all, answer this. If I do not know anything about you, and you demand from me, you surrender, shall I do it?
I will be knowing what has preached. If the preached itself is enough, and we need not look anything about him, we can surrender.
That he is preached.
Preaching is enough.
That's all right.
We need not know what he is. And
that's all right. You accept this preaching?
If it is accepted, then it is enough. I was proceeding on this point. Whether the Krishna Bhagavata is necessary to
set aside Bhagavata. I have told you that first of all we try to understand Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita. But if you say that you don't believe in the Krishna whether he was living or not, then you have not understood Bhagavad Gita.
Why nowhere the living Krishna will come in Bhagavad Gita?
No. He says that Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchija Sri Dhananjaya. There is no superior authority than me. that if you do not understand what is that Krishna, then how you accept your superior authority?
I think we have to define the concept of God first, and then only...
No, no, concept of God is there in the Bhagavad Gita.
What is the concept first?
That he says, Matta Parakaram Nagnat, God means the Supreme. So he says, that there is no more superior than me. Then he is God. And if you accept the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then you have to accept his God. Otherwise, what do you understand Bhagavad Gita? You have manufactured your own way. He says, if you study Bhagavad Gita, he says, Matra parataram nanna tinchi gatri dhananya. The God means the Supreme. So he says, I am the Supreme. There is no more superior, Supreme. Then you have to accept him, God. Then?
Yeah, but Krishna
is
not in one form, as somebody else has written.
That form is God also. No, no. That form is also God.
Yes.
Accepting your theory. Accepting your theory that there are many forms of God. But that form is also God.
Yes, okay, I agree.
So you're accepting God
either
way.
But he need not be a definite form. He need not have a
definite form. No. Then maybe defined form.
Yes, okay.
But that form is God.
Yes, okay.
But then you have to accept in God.
And when I say one form, it can be
formless
also. And I mean,
whatever it may be, that form is God, you have to accept. Then if you accept with God, the whole thing is finished.
He accepts God, but
that's why you're not saying. Same thing as the lady was telling. She sees that God is alive.
Whatever it may be, that we are accept. God is like God, there are many forms, but that form is God.
Your first definition is a supreme.
Yes, that form is supreme. That you have to accept. That you accept, then there is no quality. Krishna may have many forms, God may have many forms, but that form is God. That you have to accept. That is understanding of Bhagavad.
Well, I can say when they say that Parashishwami, they say that it's not important.
But Radha Krishna says it is not to Krishna. When Krishna says Manmanaho Madhaptu Madhyajima Namaskuru, Radha Krishna says it is not to Krishna. Then if you accept Krishna as God, why does he say it is not to Krishna?
God. Some accept him as Krishna, some accept
him as someone. That is accepted. But that form is God.
God. He
doesn't accept.
God is.
No, he doesn't accept. That is the difference.
When he says,
I mean, if he has accepted Krishna as God, why does he say it's not to Krishna?
No, he's not God, that's Krishna, he's God to the Supreme. What is that?
No, why not Supreme? Then he has not accepted Bhagavad Gita.
Why
not Bhagavad
Gita? Even Acharya, Shankaracharya,
when he wrote,
commented on
Bhagavad
Gita.
No. Shankaracharya says, Sa Bhagavan Sayam Krishna. You refer to the commentary of Bhagavad Gita, Shankaracharya. So in the beginning he says, Sa Bhagavan Sayam Krishna. Narayana Paro Abhaktyat, Abhaktyat Anya Sambhava. So he has explained, Sa Bhagavan Sayam Krishna. And what to speak of other acharyas? Ramanujaya, they accept all Krishna. Mudracharya, they worship Krishna. So Krishna may have many forms, that is accepted. But that form, Krishna is God, that you have to accept. You cannot deny that.
He was asking something. He was asking about the Kaya. I saw when they come to the night, and when they say that, it doesn't say important, no matter. Krishna was even important.
Point out to the Krishna as a historical fact, as an individual, the person who lives in the frame of time and space. So, Krishna or an individual, or the
spirit. I do not follow the accent. You hear me?
Do not see the important. How they take a sukra for Christ or the spirit in Krishna. Krishna or teacher or master. Could not be confined to any one field of thought. And incarnation of God and somebody who is talking for the tools and in the name of the tools. And then it will not be one, but it will be. I think this is the statement is.
That if you have got different views about Krishna, that you cannot prove that from the Bhagavad Gita. That you cannot prove. If you take Bhagavad Gita, then you must present things as it is, don't distort it. You may have got some idea, but you explain that idea in your different book, but don't place it as the explanation of Bhagavad Gita. That is not basic. If you have got different theory, you can write in a different book, but we cannot permit or do not like that as a commentary of Bhagavad Gita, you place something different. That is not very honest. You keep to your own theory. Why should you try to put your theory through Bhagavad Gita? That we protest. Therefore you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said that there is no superior authority than that was used. Mami vaja prapadante, mayami antaran. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartat. And the origin of them. If you have got different idea that somebody else is the origin, that you can explain differently. But you cannot think it as explanation of Bhagavad Gita. Then it is distortion, because in Bhagavad Gita he said, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. He becomes final. Iti matya bhajante man bhujha bhava samadhita. Iti matya, one who knows this perfectly well. The Krishna is the origin of everything. He becomes a devotee. Iti matya bhajante ma buddha. Buddha means very large. Bhava samanit. Oh, here is the supreme cause. The philosophy needs to set out the supreme cause. That is philosophy. Find out the ultimate cause. That is darshan. In Sanskrit it is called darshan. Find out what is the supreme cause. So here it is excellent. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Sarvasya. Including whatever you know. Sarvasya means including everything. So whatever you know, the cause of everything. That cause is also I am. And that is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Sarva karana karana. Ishvara parama krishna satchidananda vigraha anadi adi govinda sarva karana karana. And Vedanta sutra actually to janmadrasya. The origin of everything. So here it is, Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. You are making such. But here is the origin here. Now you study Krishna, But that actually he is the origin of everything. At this we know that this universe, the origin is Lord Brahma. But we know that the Brahma is also emanation from Krishna. Brahma's knowledge also comes from Krishna. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tini Brahma Rida Adi Kabai Muyanti Dasudaya Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. And Krishna says, Arjuna says, Sarvam Idam Ritam Manne. Yes, I accept. That should be the process of understanding Krishna. You manifested your own way, that is different. Mahajana Dina Vatasya Pantha. All the acharyas, take all the acharyas. At least in our country, we are guided with the acharyas. Take any acharya, they are accepted. Brahma is accepted. So in this way you have to understand. We cannot manufacture our own way.
There is some our acharyas. How about Christ, Muhammad, Zarathustra, all these
people? They accept God.
Yes,
that's all. But God is here explained. They cannot give an explicit idea of God. But here is God speaking personally. We have God, there is God. God is great. That's nice. But who is that God? How he is great? That we have to learn further. Simply a vague idea that God is great. One should know how he is great and who is that great. That is what it is. So that is explained here. We accept God, that is that's there also, our brother. Because they accept God. They are not atheists. Atheists, they don't accept God. There is no God. There is atheist. But here, they are theists. They accept God. They want to please God. They go to the church, go to the mosque, offer prayers. Prayer is also bhakti, devotional service. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasam. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam archanam bandhanam. Bandhanam. The Christian way or the Muslim way to offer, the Muslim offer obeisance and offer prayer. So that is also bhakti. The Christian also do that. That is also bhakti. So, and they accept God. We accept God. So there is no difference. But the only point is, who is that God?
Shouldn't take Supreme Power.
Huh?
Take the Supreme Power.
No, Supreme Power must be there. Behind the power, there must be powerful.
That's
the powerful. Yes, yeah, so we have to know this powerful. Not only the power. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Maya dhasena prakriti svadhi satara. In another place, sisti sthiti palaya sadhana sastirita chayi vajasra bhavanani durvati durga. Durga is power. Power is in. What kind of power? Sisti sthiti palaya sadhana sastirita. She can create, she can maintain and she can destroy. So power. But this power, sisti-sthiti-pralaya-sadhana-sattirita-chayiva, is working just like shadow. Just like here is shadow. I'm moving this hand, the shadow is moving. Shadow is not independently moving. Therefore this gigantic power, material energy, is working under the direction of Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena, under my superintendence. So, we are allured with the power, but he is manipulating this power, we do not. That is God.
That's true. This is a place which I cannot, I feel you feel to understand. Because, what?
But that is everyone's dilemma.
Yes.
But what is this? This power, the scientists, the physicists, they have seen the power. The power is working. And energy is working. Now, how it is working? That is further inquiry.
I have 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I have nothing, I have seen nothing in Bhagavad Gita or so. Work is the most useful of all these books which are attributed to God and are supposed to speak in the name of God. It is one of the beautiful books among these. But sincerely, there is nothing in Bhagavad Gita about God which you cannot find similar passage similar to it in Quran or in other things. That's my first point. Second point is that if we believe to God and we believe that the God has spoken only through Bhagavad Gita too, that a people who live in a given country, then we are going to have a very narrow-minded God who doesn't love
no.
all
people.
He has bestowed all his love to a given people. And my third point is that if he believes God are a light for truth which must be discovered by human beings. And it is the human being who has to proceed to guard this truth, then also we have no reason to confine this listen to
one people. Sorry. Gotcha. Yeah, Jana, come. Tell me why you are going to. Oh, all right. Yeah. Good.
So I think we have in Islam is they say that the road to way for God is the way of many. As many as the human beings themselves. So in the number of human beings you have way for God. So everybody, each person has his own way for God. And it's really struggle hard to me, that's difficult to me. Believe that there's only one way, and there's only one book on one school, one way of teaching. And when Muhammad says that God is great, he simply says God is great, and he adds nothing to it. For somebody who is well acquainted with Islamic culture and who knows well about Quran and teaching, it cannot be understood and accepted. It is the same with somebody who is well acquainted with Christianity and the truth spoken through Christianity. It is the same with about Buddhism or other ways which are designed, which are
and start to rebuild human beings to various channels into one.
So your point is that God is understood in different ways. That is not point.
That's one of the points.
Huh?
That's one of his points.
And what is the other point?
That all the scriptures speak of the same truth. Scriptures coming from God speak of the same truth that is in Bhagavad Gita. And all the scriptures give back to God. And that there, as many as individuals that there are ways of getting to God. And
that's part of why the God can find position for one people at one time.
Yes, and that God could not be fair if He just gave one book at one time to one group of people. Being just, He has given this scripture.
Respect.
He should have.
Dictionary. This small pocket dictionary is also dictionary. And the international dictionary, well, that is also dictionary. So both of them are dictionary, but they are not equal. One dictionary is meant for children, and one dictionary is meant for the higher scholars. So although a dictionary, there are two kinds of dictionaries.
Do you know, sir, that it is exactly the same way of thinking that we have in with our people who believe in Muhammad? They think that the teaching of Muhammad is the most superior one, and the other, because Muslims do believe to other religions, to Moses, to Christ, and so on, they have the same. So, They think that they are the elementary stages, and Muhammad thinks it's supposed to be the superior. So everybody thinks that his way or his way of thinking
is the religion. That is all right. If you accept progress, it's like you are seeing the sun. I am also seeing the sun. The boy is also seeing the sun. But the understanding of the sun may be different. Everyone is seeing the sun. The objective is the same. But a child's understanding of sun and an elderly man's understanding of sun, a scientist's understanding of sun, or one man who has actually gone to the sun planet, there are different categories. We accept or not. The sun is there. God is accepted in every scripture. That is a fact. But in the same way, how far he has understood, that is different. That is different. Same example. That everyone is seeing sun. Here is sun. There is no doubt. But a child's understanding of sun, his father's understanding of sun, or a scientist's understanding of sun, or a person who has gone to the sun planet, his understanding of sun, is different. The objective is the same. And everyone is right. Either you understand fully sun or not, as soon as you come before the sun, you get the light. The child is getting the light, the scientist is getting the light, and the ordinary person getting the light, everyone getting light, he's in light. But their understanding differs. A degree. Understand Lord or Son. No, we don't say
that.
But in the answer to the sentiment, I thought you meant that when they only perceive something about God, provided through the Son.
No, just like if you want to understand Son, say, what is called? Geography. Then you have to learn from the person who knows geography. He cannot learn from a person who has superficially studied. Then you have to go to the person who knows scientifically, astronomically, the sun is 1400,000 times bigger than this planet. You have to go to the astronomer. How far the sun is situated from us? You have to go to the particular person who knows it. You cannot say that his knowledge and a child's knowledge, he's seeing the sun as a disk, they're the same. That you cannot say. If you want to know further enlightenment of the sun, then you have to go to the person who is studying sun scientifically. So one who has studied the sun scientifically, his knowledge, and a casual person seeing the sun, his knowledge is not the same. That you cannot. Although everyone is seeing the sun, that's all right. But the knowledge of the sun, they are different.
Answer all of your three points at once.
One thing here is that we are not talking about religion or designation. It's not a religion.
Now, religion. If you want to study something, suppose you are sometimes from India, the same subject is going to study in foreign country, further in life. So it is also not necessary that to study a subject matter more and more, we have to remain in the same jurisdiction. If I am actually anxious to know more and more, it doesn't matter whether I get the knowledge from Mohammedan or Hindu or Christian, it doesn't matter. Knowledge is knowledge. When a student goes from one country to another to get further enlightenment on a subject matter, he does not think that I'll have to learn it from here, from my university. For knowledge, progress of knowledge, you can go to any university. Because knowledge must be scientific. It is not restricted within the jurisdiction of a particular university. So, the sun, we are seeing, everyone, the sun, you are getting heat and light. But if anyone is interested, no. How the heat is coming, how the light is coming, what is the situation of the sun globe, whether there are living entities or not, these are also subject matter. So if you can get enlightenment of this kind, we should not restrict ourselves that we have to study within the jurisdiction of my university or my country or my society. If the knowledge is there, we should be prepared to go forward.
If you believe in God as the Supreme Spirit, I have a question. Why did you reach the God through Krishna music in chanting worthy names? Because the name of God is something which is eternal. In
what is the name of God?
Right. In Christianity they say, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word...
That's all right. But what is the name of God? What is the name of God? Islam is the system of religion.
Right.
But what is the name of God?
The name of God is something which is always with God.
That means you do not know that. You do not know that.
I do know that.
Then why don't you say
it?
What God is very similar to what we have got is you call it Allah, or you call it Rahman. Whatever name you call it, he has all nicest names. All nicest names are his.
Yes.
So that's what he has got in
no, no, I accept. I accept that all the, that's all right, all the nicest names. So Krishna means all attractive. Is it not very nice?
I
that's the reply. Whether this Krishna name is nice or not.
Yes, of course.
No,
I don't. Nobody is against Krishna.
Exactly.
No, everybody loves Krishna. And
no, no. If you accept Krishna, then it's nice. Then change it.
Well, I don't think that's the
point. No, you say God has got the nicest name.
Yes.
I say.
But the name is just an indication. The name is something he calls. It is for us to.
But that I ask you, that what is that name? We have got the nicest name, Krishna. Then you suggest that this is the nicest name in Mahamaya, Krishna. You say me that. You say, what is that nice?
It doesn't make any difference.
No, I don't make any difference. But I want to know what is that nicest name. I don't make any difference.
Well, it's called, Allah.
That's all right. Then, our request is that you chant the name of God. See, if Allah is the name of God, you chant Allah. Don't chant Krishna. We say that.
Name of God is not something could be spoken to man's mouth.
Well,
it is unspoken.
No. We don't accept that. Name means it can be spoken.
Not
common sense. Name means that when I call you by your name, it is spoken. It is spoken. If I know your name, I can say, I cannot speak it.
Now, that is for me to dedicate me because...
Now, you have said that God's name is Allah. That is accepted. Very good. And we request you...
No communication.
Huh?
Not that... No.
No?
The word Allah is not through God. It is a real communication.
Whatever it may be, you have accepted the name of God as Allah. Is it not?
But he's saying that their name is material. It's different.
No.
Different.
No. Then you are right. You are wrong. God is not material. God is not material.
But when you have ten, you have a lion who lives in the forest. And you
write. That is
material. What you write here is not a true lion. Yes. It is a way of communication.
Lion is material. And his name is also material.
Yes.
But God is not material. God is spiritual. Therefore, his name is spiritual.
Yes,
as spiritual.
What do you think about spirit? Soul. Human soul. Soul is not material. But when you write Yes, the word is not in the word.
The name of God, the name of God, we accept as the same quality as God. If it is a composite name, then it's not the same quality. But if it is the name of God given to us by God or by His representative, we accept that as it is God. And that is the philosophy behind chanting. Otherwise, why chant?
Well, it's a very old teaching. You have got to be very important. You have got it.
But there is no blessing. Just accept it. Doesn't matter if you have got
some sort of language to say it is very attribute to words, to certain words.
No, there is not a human being. It is not a human being.
It is. Because it can differ from one country to from one language to another language.
God has many names, like it is in the Quran.
But one day in Turkish when you say Tanrı, Tarif, in Arabic when you say Allah, in French, in English, in Sanskrit, so these are different words. Different things are created by human beings.
We are talking about one name which is to describe the concept of God. When we are also talking about name of God. When we are talking about name of God, in other words, if I don't know who you are, I have to ask somebody, what is his name? That is your name.
But I identified my name in Turkey, in English, in Arabic, any way you go.
That's all I give. Let it that is chant the name of that business.
But God's name is
different. But if you find what his name is.
But the name must be chanted. That is all. It may be Turkish name, it may be Arabic name, it may be Sanskrit name. Whatever he knows, let him chant.
But the concept of name.
That is
it's separate than the designation that you talk about. Man-made designation. And this concept, if you don't accept this concept, how do you accept the concept of chanting in Islam? These are the points. Bhagavad Gita also. There's so many concepts in there, but you want to interpret them all. You don't want to accept them. You want to accept online. Papa, what he has been saying all evening is, let's accept Bhagavad Gita as authority. Let's accept Quran as authority. Let's accept an authority. Because we want to go by our senses. We want to do what our mind wants.
Yes.
But let us accept it. It's not, today I accept them and they are still the victim of my interpretation. If we accept them, what is this? Then let's not interpret that God's name is just a designation, just like my name. It's just a word.
Name to nothing. The name of name to nothing.
But then we're talking about the different
counting is something is.
What is it?
You are and the name of your flowers, something else. It doesn't give a different status to the name.
Who is this flower? Who is this flower? Who is this flower? Who is this flower?
Okay. In our case, God.
So this name of God is different. If God is transcendental, if God is spiritual, then how could his name be committed to our relative conception?
Because God, that is not there. That is our point. If it indicates to God, this is Allah. If this name indicates to God, then it is this Allah word as good as God. There is no difference. Nam Nam Kari Bahuda Nidhat Bhushakti. The conception of Allah means the great, is it not? So God is great. So, by chanting Allah, I am meaning God, the Supreme Powerful. So, is that good? And actually, in mosque, they chant Allah Akbar like that, Super Allah. So, that prayer, if it is not God's name, then what is the use of this prayer? That is God's name. Similarly, the Hindus may chant Hare Krishna. Be indicating to the same personality. It may be different language. Therefore, it is as good as God, because God is absolute. But this name is authorized because Muhammad says that he chants Allah. So it is authorized. Because he is God's representative. Therefore, my request is, or our request is, that he chants the name of Allah. We don't say that he chants Krishna. He chants the holy name of God. If Allah is approved name of God, he chants it. That is our request. We don't force you that you chant the name of Krishna. No, we don't say that. If somebody says Jehovah is the name of God, that's all right. You chant Jehovah. Allah is the name of God, that's all right. You did. We simply request that you chant the holy name of God. That's all. If you have got it, we don't force you that you chant the name of Krishna. That is not our way. We accept if Allah is God's name, it is as good as the name Krishna. We are not so sophisticated that you have to chant this Krishna. No, we say Hare Nam, that is the Shastra. Hare Nam, the name of the Lord. So there are many thousands of names, that's the fact. So you actually chant the name of God. Pick up of the millions of God's name, whatever you like, you pick up and chant. That is our propagation. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama iva kevalam. Kalo nasriva 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 gativandata. In this age of war and disagreement, God realization is very difficult. Therefore, you chant the holy name of God. Then you gradually realize. This is our problem. So we don't force you that you chant this name Krishna. No. Shastra says, Hare Nam, the holy name of God, chant. That is our problem.
I ask you something else. I ask, how could you reach
a supreme being?
By chanting, yes.
By chanting a worldly name. That is not worldly name. Why do you mistake that? God's name is not worldly.
If you really know the true name of God,
do you believe that Allah is worldly name?
You recognize that it is before Krishna.
That's all I need to recognize it. That's it. Allah is not worldly name. It is given by the authority, Mama, so you have to chant. Who knows God?
But he didn't really mean Allah.
Why do you say he didn't mean?
Because
that is you say. Mama did not say that what I said did not mean it.
No, the name of God, he didn't mean Allah.
You say. Who cares for your word? Mama says it is the name. No. We have that faith. That's all.
So
you cannot say he didn't mean. You are not a private secretary of
Mahatma. So how
do
you say that the name of God was
before
God?
These things are not actually.
Was before God.
Don't talk.
Was God.
Mahatma said, that is also. That he accepts. He accepts Mahatma as the representative of God. Whatever he says, he accepts. That's all. What he meant, that is his business. But his authority, he said that this is name of Allah. He chant, he pray, Allah Akbar. That's all. Very often.
It is also good to chant the name of a person who is holy, who is one with God, not the name of God.
That you have to find out, but here it is already there. Why should you travel to find out for holy man, another holy man? Your holy man says, Mama never said that you chant my name. How one can be holy man if he says like that? We have to test whether he is holy man or not. Here is the perfect holy man. He never says that he chant my name. He says chant Allah's name. But that is holy man. That is the test of holy man. He does not become God. He serves God. That is holy man. Thank you very much. Accept Mama's authority. That's the fact. His authority.
Yes, this girl is follower of Guru Maharaj.
Oh.
Oh, we understand.
So, she thinks she understands.
That is nonsense.
She speaks sweetly to attract other people's mind. And when people are not really sincere, they think, oh, she has
some reality.
So many, they don't realize that spiritual life is not so cheap.
And that's what I said. That you just welcome Canada. So is Guru Maharaj came here?
No, they came.
Oh, there is a business representative. That's his philosophy, that there is no, you cannot speak the name of God. It's too sacred to speak it. You can only feel it inside. And his disciples, they look at each other and they say, you can feel the name of God? And the other one says, oh yes. And I was, yes, me too.
But he says, no, I don't feel that he becomes
ill. He passed
away. They don't have any. It's the practice of devotional service. They don't have
to. That is finished, I think, there. Purvananda is already finished. Nobody cares for it. How is there? You can cheat all people for some time. And some people for all time. But not all people for all time. That's not all. This is their policy. Some clothes are there?
Yes. Some juice also.
Shall we make some fresh juice?
No.
We have a three-time
temple now. Sweet enough.